takes a lot.
Really, really turns us on. When it all comes down to the real thing,
here's the song we love to sing. Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Hello and welcome to the UK Saints podcast. Take two this week. Sorry we're coming to you a little bit late. Still having issues with the call recording system we use to record, but we do apologise for that. I am joined this week by my fellow Saxon, Ryan.
Yo.
He has been very committed tonight as he is recording from his work. So it is currently...
Don't tell a bad...
secret. it's 20 past 10, so you're on a late shift tonight, but you've managed to sneak on for an hour or so to have a chat with us.
Yes, I have.
That's commitment, that is. And I'm also, the voice you heard earlier of the Sheep Shagger, only one this evening. Ash, how are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah, it's all right. I wish that the first recording I recorded, because you interrupted my NBA 2K session on PS4.
Do you know what? I was really like... I was struggling thinking, where am I going to fit the time in this week now to completely redo the podcast again? Because I just really couldn't be asked to do it. But hey, we are here. We are ready to talk Saints football, NFL. A couple of stories to talk about this week that we didn't mention on the take one of the podcast because they haven't broken when we recorded earlier. But let's start off. Seems quite a while ago now, doesn't it? Lambeau Field.
We're getting revved up for the Bear game now, you see
we're recording just before Thursday night football kicks off, so it's only like 3 hours until Thursday night football kicks off, so we're already in a new slate of games already. But yeah, going back to Lambeau, I was saying it to you guys during the week, I can't remember the last time a team went into Lambeau Field +5 favourites for the match.
No, it's not been a while, has it? It's been a while.
But that's what happens when that team are so reliant on Aaron Rodgers.
It goes to show that without Rodgers, they are completely lost. And we give up two easy fucking first touchdowns, right? We give two easy touchdowns. The first one was an absolute shocker. But after the second half... we got our shit together, pulled our thumbs out of our ass, and we actually started to play well.
And me and Ryan were at Twickenham, so we didn't actually get to see the game live, so we've just seen the 40 minutes highlights on the app that should not be named.
Well, I did try to... I was keeping you updated on the DMs. I was trying to keep you up, but unfortunately, as you said yesterday, that you weren't getting them through.
No, Twickenham's reception's awful, isn't it, Ryan?
Oh, shit.
You just couldn't get hold of anything. It was fucking awful.
Plus my phone was fucked as well, so I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I was sending you first downs, interceptions, fumbles. I was sending you the whole lot, and there was just a waste of time because you couldn't get up.
Well, it all came through. It all came through once the game finished, and I was on my way home. So I already knew what happened. So I was like, oh, okay, all right, fair enough. But yeah, looking at the final score going into half time, we're 14-7 down. But then after that, we only conceded 3 points in the second half. We really stepped up in the second half. Can't really say more. It looks like we are currently a run first team. Would you say?
I think so.
Is that because it's a new style Peyton's going for, or? Has he kind of been forced? I said this a couple of weeks ago. I think Breeze is harnessing a little shoulder injury, and maybe he's using it. Why Breeze heals up a little bit? He's mainly using the run game, because I haven't seen him. You haven't seen him throw many darts down the field at all this season, have you?
Well, no. And it brings me to the point of with Breeze and his two interceptions. He threw them both on one third down and one second down, and he threw them fucking long. And they both got accepted.
Exactly.
So,
is it age or is it injury? Do you think, or do you think it's nothing about that? It's just.
I think it's what Ryan said. After the London game, that he even he's seen that Breeze had a little shoulder knock, and of course, if it's his throwing shoulder that got injured when he, you know, got cut from the Chargers, you know, if I was Peyton and it was his throwing shoulder, then I would be doing what he's been doing now, and alarm bells would be ringing.
Because a lot of the passing plays we are doing, you know, there are nice little short dinks and dunks, aren't they? Like look at all, most of the balls going to Kamara. They're all short little balls, and he's making the yards after the catch, isn't he?
Well, that's it.
Basically, he's doing the New England way.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But you know, New England don't go deep. They're all short passes down the middle, and gain yardage when ball is caught.
Mm.
But you know, if you have like 8-9 tight, you know, 8-9 or 10 first downs in one drive, but you still come away from that one drive with a, you know, 6 points, 7 points, then yeah. I would gladly him doing that.
Still saying this, he did throw for 331 yards still. So you know, it's just not we. I think because we're so used to him coming from behind, he's throwing 400 yards. He's still forever 300 yards for the game.
Yeah, we were in a 38 times 27 completed.
Yeah.
So, it's still bad, is it?
No. And I think the longest pass was to Ted Ginn for 47 yards, but I don't know how many of those yards were run after catch.
It was run after catch most of that, I think, mate.
Was it? Yeah. So. Yeah.
But, yeah, he just on those two interceptions, even he said on his, if you watch the post-game interview, that he said it was just bad throws.
Mm.
And it was his own fault, really.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing about him, actually. I do agree that he will admit and say, basically, I fucked up there. It was the right
man. No Cam Newton, is he?
We'll get onto that in a minute.
But one interesting stat that I did find out today is Drew Brees is only 12 completed passes away from joining a very select club of 6,000 completions in a career, and the only ones that's in that club is Peyton Manning and Brett Favre.
Well, he'll be joining that next week against the Bears, hopefully.
That's what I think. And a shout out to my friend James Reese, who's a Bears fan. We were talking throughout the Packers game, and he loved the fact that, you know, we beat the Packers. Obviously, he's a big Bears fan, and you know that 2010 NFC game still hurts in the memory of him, but now his attention shifted onto the Saints, and they're saying that they're gonna run like 30-40 points on us in the dome. and I said to him, so I've got a £10 wager with him. So if he's listening to this, if the Saints come on in, I'm driving up to Ebervale and I'm coming to get my money.
That's easy money. Not this current defense. Let's go on to that defense. I'm just going to mention one player. Marshon Lattimore, discuss.
Well, he's gone from the college to the pros, and nothing has changed. He's still on the ball. You know, I mean, it's you always have that like rookie wall, don't you? You hit the wall in your rookie season, but the way he has been going, game after game after game, five game stats, and it's like he's like a duck to water. You know, he is just phenomenal.
He's been superb, isn't he?
And he's played some deep wide receivers, isn't he? You know, he never gave up much for Landry at Wembley. You know, he's what we needed, basically, isn't he? He's what we needed to strengthen up that secondary.
I'm sure we've been crying. You know, I think in that draft we were all crying out for that pass rusher. And when we got, well, the way how crazy the quarterback situation went in the draft, then Lattimore, no fault of his own, fell down to us at 11, where no one really thought he'd go that far. And yeah, it just shows how lucky we have been, because he's fallen to us at 11. It was just superb. You know, I was over the moon. I woke up and I couldn't, you know, I didn't watch the draft live because I had to work next day. And I woke up next morning and saw that, you know, Lattimore came down to 11. I was like, I had to read up to see what happened, how he fell down that far. But yeah, superb for us.
I think a lot of people, even I was surprised that, you know, we picked him at 11, because, you know, I'm an avid watcher of college ball, and, you know, it's like, well, you know, the cornerback from Ohio State, and he's gone that far down the draft. Happy days, he's gone to us. But I thought he would have gone top five, top eight.
That's where a lot of mock drafts were having him, in the top five, top eight, weren't they? That, you know, they were having him there. Yeah, they are mock drafts. Just want to mention third down efficiency, 8 for 15. So we're kind of hovering around that 50% marker again this weekend. What I think is quite good on the road, to be fair. And once again, fourth down efficiency, 1 for 1. So I just feel confident when Peyton wants to go to fourth down that I'm pretty confident we're going to get it.
Yeah, but the thing with the third downs is, brings me back again to Breeze's first interception. It was 3rd and 6. Why throw the long ball into the end zone when you could have easily just picked up, like, you know, 7 yards to get the first down and boost that three down, you know, third down percentage rate?
Yeah, I agree with you there, mate. I agree with you completely. Some things like that. Maybe he's trying to do double bluff on the defense, because the defense think, oh, he's going to go short and he can go over the top. Maybe that's what he's trying to play at. But yeah, I just thought it was a pretty, looking back at the highlights, we were pretty pedestrian in the first half. Only scoring 7 points isn't amazing. I think maybe we're getting used to the conditions a little bit. But second half, yeah, we really turned the screw on Green Bay, and just delighted to come out of Lambeau with a win. Because before Rodgers obviously went down, I was saying after the bye, I'd love to come out of these two games ending up 3-3. That would have been a dream for us. And now we're sitting there 4-2.
Yeah, we're sitting 4-2 with 2 games over .500, and we got a winning record.
And we've got, and you know, no game in the NFL is an easy game. I think we're getting proved that this season, unless you're playing Cleveland. But even that, they ran the Titans close, with the Titans don't look anything like that decent this year. But we got our next couple of games, you know, Chicago, Tampa, and then the Bills. You know, Chicago and Tampa are in the dome. Bills are undefeated at their place at the moment, so that's going to be a difficult game. But that's three very winnable games.
Well, that's it. And of course, if you go into, you know, if you go into the Bills Stadium, you would want to go round about this time of the year, because obviously, you know, like New England and everything else, an open stadium, and you are, you know, affected to the weathers. And the way I look at the players, when it's snowing, you don't want to be playing, you know, American football in the snow. So, you know, this is the right sort of area you want to play that kind of team on the East Coast.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's still going to be freezing up, and, you know, we've got 3 weeks still. It's going to be second weekend of November. You know, that's going to be still freezing up in Buffalo.
Yeah. But it's like, after Buffalo, we got the Redskins and we got the Rams. So we could potentially go on a nice little fucking win streak here.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm going to the Redskins game. That's good for us to go out there to go out there with us on a streak. And that Rams game, that's going to be a hell of a game. That's one I've already circled in the diary at the moment. I'm looking forward to. Because everyone's talking about how good the Philadelphia Eagles is and Carson Wentz. And yes, they have been superb. We're only one game behind them. Okay, yeah. we've had a bye week. Have they had their bye week? I can't remember if they've had their bye week.
Was that the Rams?
No, the Eagles.
I think they had it last week, I think.
No, because they beat the Skins, didn't they, on Monday night? They haven't. I'm not sure if they had their bye week or not. Let's have a look. But we're only one game behind them. It's, you know, it's not far for us.
Week 10.
They got it week 10, so yeah. We're one game behind and we've had our bye.
Yeah.
We're very close. You know, a few people are starting to talk about New Orleans again, saying, you know, we could playoffs. And not like Philadelphia have got that NFC East, I think, is better than the NFC South. Say what you want about the New York Giants at the moment, But the Eagles are going to have to go into MetLife and play them. That's a very hard game. And they've still got to play Washington, who have Kirk Cousins as quarterback. And we all know what I think about Kirk Cousins. And also, they've got Dallas, who, you know, as long as Elliott's in their team, they look like they can go on for a run as well. So I don't think it's going to be as easy for the Eagles as everyone's saying. Yes, they are playing very well. I think they've also got to go. They've got to go to LA and they've got to go to Seattle as well.
So the thing is with the NFC East and the NFC South is you can't really say all four teams in both divisions can win that division at the end of the season. It's like if you had the West, we got the Seahawks and the Rams. Everyone thought it'd be the Seahawks division, but now obviously the Rams come up and ruffled a few feathers.
Literally ruffled a few feathers. I see what you've done there.
Yeah, see, and then you've got the North then, which you always think is to be Packers banged, but now with Rodgers is out and with the Vikings the way that they are. Do you know what I mean? So, but the East and the South is always going to be those two divisions of any team can win it. Depends on how well they play, within their 16 games.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And it's worth saying, I think it's after Thanksgiving, I think Atlanta have got a lot of divisional games to play in that stretch just before the playoffs start. So it's going to be in Atlanta's hands as well. We've got a few as well, to be fair.
Because we both got the Falcons, I think, as well. Week 14 and week 16, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's the fact is, at the moment, the Falcons are nowhere near in contention to keeping their divisional title.
They should have only won one game this season.
If they turn it on, right, week 14 and week 16.
Massive games.
That they could be the make or break of us getting.
I don't think we'd have to worry about Atlanta because they've got to go and play against teams against the Seahawks, against the Cowboys. I don't think we need to worry about Atlanta at all.
No, do you not think?
No. I'd be more worried. No, fuck it. Here we go. I'm jinxing it. NFC South Stars, we're taking it. I'm not worried. Right. We're having it.
James Bigger, you heard this now. I did say this last night, but James Bigger, you heard that now.
Come at me, James. We've got this. NFC South Stars.
Because I don't know which one tweeted you with Breeze of the Super Bowl, if I got the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, you. James, yeah. I think it was James.
And it was a case of, it was either you or it or Ryan that tweeted the Super Bowl gift. And of course, when I kept saying, oh, well, it's hours in the back. I had Montjula saying, no, I'm jinxing it. Then I had James Bigger having a go at me because I tweeted on the Big Easy Mafia saying, we got it in the bag. Don't count the chickens. Don't go jinxing us and all this. And I've been doing it all season. So, and of course, when Vaccaro got the interception, that was it. That was game.
Do you know what? I'm loving this team. I'm really loving this team at the moment. I haven't got this excited for a Saints team for a very long time. The Bucks have not turned up this year like everyone thought they would in pre-season. Cam Newton is just shambolic. On and off the field, he's just shambolic. Walking out of a press conference today, wasn't it? Or yesterday. And it's just... The Falcons are just coming off the biggest Super Bowl hangover I think any other team could have come off. And do you know what? Last two seasons, it's been NFC South teams in the Super Bowl. Why not? Why not us? Come on!
We'll show the Panthers and the Falcons how to win a Super Bowl.
You can tell I've been to the pub tonight, can't you?
Yeah.
No work for me tomorrow.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Don't drink on a school night, kids.
Yeah. don't drink at all. It's not worth it. You lose your keys. Right.
No.
Let's do a little bit of... That's kind of the game recap. Sorry, we haven't really brushed over. I can't remember some of it, to be fair. I've lost all my notes from the other night.
Mine's in the bin too, again.
Because we did it all on the podcast at File Corrupted, again. Don't worry. I'm looking into ways of sorting it out because it is... annoying for you guys having your podcast come out late to you. It's fucking irritating for us having to re-record it again. Even though I do love talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's always good.
Ryan.
Hello.
Me and you had a had a nice day at Twickenham, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, mate.
Yes.
I didn't see you much, but I saw you for about half an hour, and you were your old man, and you were very, very drunk.
Yes. Yes, I was.
And I...
And the same again this weekend. I'm going to be very drunk again.
You were very drunk and didn't know how to work Periscope.
Yes, apparently I did a Periscope video on the UK Saints podcast Twitter account. I cannot remember it. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of things I kind of blank out my mind. One of them was that I lost my whole set of keys. My car keys, my house keys, my postbox keys, my parents' house keys. For some reason, I carry them around all in one key ring. What's a bit idiotic of me. I've realised that now. And I've lost them for a couple of days. I haven't had a ton of work to get a locksmith in, to bust open the postbox. And then I was sorting out my car key as well, getting a replacement done for that. But all of that would have cost me 270 quid.
And where was he?
They were in my missus' car, who picked me up from Twickenham that night. Well, she picked me up from the train station when I got back from Twickenham. Yeah, under the seat.
And Ryan, didn't you say to Ben yesterday, have you checked your missus' car? I'm pretty sure you did.
I did, yeah, I did.
You did?
And what did he say to you? Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
yes,
I did check the car. I checked the driver's door.
What he done is he opened the door and couldn't see it and went, yeah, I'll check the car.
It was raining at the time, all right?
It's basically just like my missus is looking. She opened the door, can't see it, I don't know where it is. You go in there, pillow, and it's there.
Do you know what I think will happen? I reckon that Ben's missus knew how pissed he was, saw his keys, and she took them, let you sweat it out for a couple of days.
Well, this was it.
And then placed them back in the car.
This is what we were saying. You guys were saying to me, it's like, how's she not at, you know, she said she actually raged for you. And I said, well, no, she's actually all right with me. She's not raging with me. Thought that was very suspicious. Maybe she had the keys all along and she was watching me go through this absolute state as a practical joke.
That's what my wife would have done, trust me.
She's been videoing it all this time, but, you know, one of those boyfriend pranks that you see on Facebook, you know?
Yeah. Maybe she did. But yeah, going back to Twickenham, superb tailgate, I thought. Much better than last year at Twickenham. I was actually really impressed with it. Like, the Wembley one was quite spaced out, where they had the stage and the tailgate completely separate to each other. This one was kind of all around, and they had plenty of bars popped up everywhere. What was superb. So I barely queued for a drink, and the tailgate show, I think, just gets better and better and better. I stood there with my old man and say again.
What were you drinking?
What was I drinking? I was on the Stella.
No, was it Stella? Was it?
Yeah. I was on the Stella.
The old wife beater.
I wasn't that drunk.
Do you get ID'd this time?
No, I didn't get ID'd this time either. It was quite nice.
Oh, sure.
Chris McLaughlin, the Rams fan, who James Baker's mate, will back me up because I spent quite a lot of time in the tailgate with him. He's a big Rams fan, so he got.
You don't get ID'd when your dad buys you all the beers, anyway.
No, he bought me a few. I bought him a few. Yeah, it's just the way it works, isn't it? So.
You just send him to the bar all the time.
No. Well, a few times. No, I went a few times. But, you know, when Eric Dixon was on, you know, they had Eric Dixon on stage. You know, what an absolute legend of the game to get on that stage in a tailgate. And one of the best things about that tailgate, I think, was that the players' coaches, they had to drive through the middle of the tailgate to get actually into Twickenham, where the players get off the bus. They have to drive through the middle of the tailgate, so all the fans have to part. And it's just a sea of fans and these buses going through. It was just unbelievable. I just think that's quite a cool atmosphere for some of the players to see all these fans surrounding their buses, drinking, probably some shouting abuse to them, depending what team they support.
Yeah, but that's the thing you don't get in the NFL. But yeah, I know we take the piss out of each other and, you know, like 25-point leads and 28-3 and 17-point blowout leads and things like that. But you don't get that the, you know, the violence like you would do in that fairy game you support. What was it Tottenham or Millwall you support?
Arsenal.
And
fucking Tottenham.
And it's the same as rugby. Do you mean when I've gone to Twickenham for the Six Nations and all, and you know, you'd rather be in a bit of a singing song with the English, and that, you know, you always do. But it's for some reason it's soccer that brings out the fucking violence.
I think it's just the level of IQ of some of the fans that go to soccer games over here. Like I go quite a lot. I'm not going to lie, I do go up quite a lot to Arsenal and watch them play. I travel the country sometimes, seeing them around the country. It's something you know. I love my team. I love them to bits. I love them like this. I love the Saints. But I prefer going to an American football game 100% because it's just a whole day event. You can take your beer. You want a beer, you can't come back to your seat. You've got to stay in the back of the concourse drinking your beer. So the only time you can go for it is half time, which is when everyone else is going for it. So by the time you get your beer and you're about to start drinking it, the second half starts. Then you need to go for a piss as well. They'll never, ever, ever be able to get alcohol back into your seats in soccer. And I think it's just disappointing. But, you know, a few people ruin it for the majority. So, but that, yeah, that's enough. That's enough on that, really. But Twickenham next week, we'll go into that on our picks and a bit of NFL preview. Let's just have a quick look. Should we go into our picks now, actually, Ryan? Let's go into our picks from last week and we can discuss some of the games.
Yeah, not a problem, mate.
Have you got your spreadsheet on your work computer?
Yeah, I'm just trying to load it up now. Sorry, I wasn't really prepared for.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not.
I said to you, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it on. So I
Why you load it up, Ash? Cam Newton.
Prick. Knob. Dickhead. Childish cunt. Next question. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
You just slam the microphone down and walk off. My God, he's a fucking drama queen.
I know he's an MVP and stuff like that, even though I don't believe he deserved the MVP the year he got it. If he's not careful, carries on this way he is this season, and then say next season he's the same, he could find himself slipping out the league.
Well,
he'd have to sell his wardrobe, wouldn't he?
The thing is it's like today he's tweeted out saying, "Oh, you know, I'm sick of, you know, people taking the piss out of me if I walk out of, you know, press conferences and
things
like that."
Your fucking job, you idiot.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm going to quit, like he did last year when things weren't going his way. The thing is, in 2015, right, he was giving it all this, oh, you know, if you don't want me dancing in the end, so you've got to stop me doing all this dabby bollocks, right? 2016, the defence is like, right, we're going to smash you. And they did. It's the same as this year. And he throws his toys out the fucking cot. The sooner he fucks off, the better. Because I actually spoke to a Giants fan on Facebook. I said, I tell you what, why don't you trade fucking Eli Manning for fucking Cam Newton and get him out of the fucking division because he's doing my fucking head
in. Oh, keep him in division. He's fucking terrible.
Because he gets paid like $20 million a year.
He's on quite a bit of money, isn't he?
Yeah, and all you got to do is just stand there for 10 minutes. You know, you're going in front of the media who's going to scrutinize every little thing you're going to do. When you act like a little twat, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? And all it was is one reporter asked him about, I think it was about the roots or something about passing lanes and all that. He just rolled up his eyes, goes, next question, waits 5 seconds, and then pisses off.
It's all about me. I'm the victim.
Yeah, but if Carolina Panthers wanted to pay me $20 million, right, I would gladly stand there for 10 minutes being kicked in the bollocks.
I bet the
$20 million a year.
I bet the old PR guy for the Panthers is just goes home at night and just opens a bottle of whiskey and just goes, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, well, you know, you can't educate poor, can you? And I tell you what, you know, in 2015, you know, I looked at him and I thought, okay, you can be a something special quarterback. You know, he was lighting up the league. And then, yeah, he did get a bit of arrogance, too, saying, you know, well, if you don't want me dancing in your end zone, you've got to start me. And then 2016 and this year, it's a case of the defenses have just put a big, massive target on his back, and they just want to fucking hit him and hit him and hit him. So he's brought it on himself, but he's a fucking knob.
He's a twat. He's an absolute twat. Can't stand that guy.
I don't speak ill of many NFL players, but you know, the last year and this year, he's just a fucking knob.
I think he's my most hated player in the league. I genuinely he's think he's my most hated player in the league. I can't stand the prick. Right.
Do you know what? I bet you North Carolina. Where was he from? Was he North Carolina college football? Was he a Tar Heel?
No idea, mate.
Well, wherever he's from, I'm pretty sure it's North Carolina. He did his college ball. Wherever he went in college, I bet they're thinking, what a fucking prick you turn into.
Yeah. He's a twat.
The guy, I really dislike the guy. You know, and the sooner the better, even if Atlanta Falcons smashed him into the fucking ground, I would stand up and fucking cheer him. If they smash him into the fucking ground, he's a fucking knob.
Yeah, he's a twat. Right, Ryan, you got your picks up.
Auburn. He's from Auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah.
You got him up?
Yep. We're cool. Good to go.
Right then, kick us off, mate.
So are we going to recap the games, or do you just want to go through quickly?
Let's go through. Let's sort of do a bit of both at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So obviously we all chose the Saints, and we've already recapped on the Saints Packers game.
Someone had sick bet.
Yeah. Well, you only got plus one, so I'm not going to.
I don't care. I got a safe bet. My safe bet actually came in.
Well, if you'd have had it on the Jets, like we told you all this time, you'd been fucking well up, wouldn't you?
I would have, but, you know, I tried to get rid of the Jets sort of thing, and then anyone want to cut past comment on the fucking Dome Patrol fucking Jets fucking comment while we're at it. Jason, yeah. If you're listening to this, Jace, right, you know, brilliant podcaster on the Dome Patrol. I really did like you when you came on and spoke to us, but after that comment, go fuck yourself.
I can't wait to come back on soon.
Fucking, yeah, wait till I fucking have him.
Jason, he is a true Jet.
I really did like Jason. He had one of those voices that, you know, you could enjoy listening to, and now after that Jets comment, he can go fuck himself now.
Love it. I love it. Right, go on, next game.
They called you a cockney as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did as well, yeah.
Yeah, they fucking said, What was it? Yeah, they did a fucking really poor Cockney accent, but which fucked me off even more. Call me a Jets fan, but don't call me fucking English. That's just taking a fucking piss.
Complete different country.
Exactly. It's like if I called them a Canadian or Mexican. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, super. Go on, Ash is going to just explode in a minute, so let's get on with these picks.
Yeah, now. I'm having a fag. I warmed myself up.
So with Saints Packers, we all ain't Saints. I think Packers will be all right. I think they'll find their feet with their new quarterback, their backup quarterback. I think he'll be all right when he gets a few more snaps into him.
Yeah.
We didn't say much about the Packers, really. I know we beat him on that, but
not much else to say, really, is there?
No. No, what? Chiefs Raiders. Ball in Chiefs.
Yeah.
-1.
Well, yeah, Thursday night football. It was a bit of a mental game. Chiefs lost 2 in the bounce now. I think it was a big game for the Raiders to win, but the AFC West, I won't even say those two teams are the on-form team in that division at the moment is the Chargers, believe it or not.
Jags Colts, we all win Jags +1. Jags doing their usual win one, lose one.
Yep.
10 sacks they got. Second time of the season they got 10 sacks and a shutout. And they would have had a shutout in London against the Ravens, but they had Ravens got a garbage time touchdown.
So, yeah.
So yeah.
Bucks, Bills. We all went Bills. I had Bills as a safe bet, plus one.
Yeah, like I said earlier, unbeaten at home. So going to be a hard game for us in a couple of weeks going up there.
Panthers, Bears. Mr. Ashley Pimble, he had his upset on the Bears. Same with Richard. There's a plus five for them too. I had Bears. And the only person to go for the Panthers was Ben.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing there.
You clearly stated, they're coming off the bye week. They'll be all right. They'll be well rested. You know, they'll do the Bears. That's what you said.
Yeah, I thought they would.
Anyway,
carry on. We can all be wrong.
Yeah.
Jets, Fins. You and Ben and Richard went Fins. Me and Ash went Jets.
Of course, Ash went Jets.
Yep, for the first time.
it didn't pay off for you either.
No. Almost, it almost did, because they went 14-0 up, and I thought, okay, it's Miami Dolphins UK and Dolphin UK, two fan accounts to follow us, it's like, okay, they're not going to be on Twitter for a couple of days, and then obviously the final, at the final bell, they were all over it.
Mm. Yeah, amazing. Right, next
Cardinals,
one.
Cardinals-Rams, all went Rams. Richard, safe bet Rams.
Yeah, Rams. Titans. Rams looked very good, I thought, at Wembley. Carson Palmer's now down for the season as well with the Cardinals. Well, he's been placed in the IR today, so the earliest he can come back is Christmas Eve. Could come back for the last two games to have a goodbye to the NFL, because I don't think he'll be playing next season.
Titans, Rams.
Whoa, fuck me, I was lucky, wasn't I?
You had your safe bet, weren't you?
I had my safe bet on the Titans. Very strange. Even though Titans are a bit flip-floppy, I thought, they're playing Cleveland. Let's just, use my safe bet.
Is the fact that they won the game in overtime with a field goal, because when I saw it at the end of regulation, it was a case of it was 9-0. I thought, fuck me, what a boring game that was.
Indeed. Right.
Ravens, Vikings. All went Vikings plus one. Vikings still good.
Yeah, they're about their number one quarterback, and their Case Keenum's looking like he might have found a home somewhere.
Yeah. Webber will still be there when Bridgewater's.
And Bradford.
Yeah, and they're both back
and
ready.
If that is true, if Bridgewater and. When Bridgewater and Bradford do return, they're going to have some serious trade value maybe in Keenum.
Yes. Maybe the Browns or somewhere like that.
Oh, God, I'd just refuse to go if I was Keenum. If someone said you're getting traded to the Browns.
I'd rather be go free agent.
I'll go CFL.
Yeah. Cowboys, Niners. Ben, you were the only one that went Niners. I think you were struggling staying with the Panthers. I don't know.
Oh, no. The reason I went for the Niners is because they played a lot of close games recently. I thought Elliott was going to be out, suspended. They're back at home after playing a couple of close games on the road. I thought, I can see him nicking it. It'll be a gritty game, but I can see him nicking it. But nah, completely just fuck me over. Fucking San Francisco. Fuck you, San Francisco. Bengals-Steelers.
All went Steelers. So we all got a point.
Yeah, Martavis Bryant asking for trade, throwing his toys out the pram. If I was a team, I wouldn't touch him with a barge pole, not with his history of his suspensions for his misuse of certain substances. I think Tomlin said he's not on the trade block, but I think if a team came in for even a fourth rounder or something like that, I think he would take it.
Yeah, probably. I would have thought so. Broncos, Chargers. I had the Chargers as an upset. 5 points for me. Well, me, Ash, and and Ben had it, Richard had Broncos.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think Chargers are the informed team in that division now. That's just how mental we know, how they lost, was it their first four or five games of the season?
Yeah. And
lost their first four in the season.
What's going on with the Broncos at the minute? They've had two losses now.
Yeah, I think it's such a hard division. Once again, Broncos are such a flip-floppy team as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Hawks, Giants. All went Hawks, plus one. Richard went Giants, minus one. I don't know what was up with him with that. It must have been the Canadian air.
Yes. Still not too sure on Seattle, actually. We'll get on to something else with Seattle in a minute. I think everyone can guess what we're going to talk about in a minute, but we'll get on to that in a bit.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news.
Falcons pack.
Just because Fleener might be fucking knocked down the pecking order and you want to fucking bum him doesn't mean it doesn't mean he can't come back. Anyway, let's carry on.
Fucking fuck off, Jets fan. Falcons pack. Falcons, Pats, we all went Pats. And Ash, I'll let you break this one. What did they blow?
No leads.
They didn't blow a lead.
They didn't blow a lead because they didn't even fucking have a lead. They didn't even have the points till the fourth quarter, which was funny as fuck to me.
There you go. Redskins, Eagles. We all went Eagles, plus one.
Yeah, we touched on Philly a little bit earlier.
So the scores on the doors for week 7. We have Ashley on 15, Ryan on 15, Ben on 8, and Richard on 13. So the final scores after week 7 is Ashley 22, Ryan 36, Ben 23, and Richard plus 7.
Just one in it. Just one in it, Ash.
Yeah, only one.
Just one in it.
Right. So now we have the picks for week 8, and I'm going to rattle through this because we've got news and
questions.
Loads of other shit to talk about.
Oh, what are you banging?
The fuck was that?
I was pressing a button to go down.
Fucking hell, you're using your whole fist and just...
he's got Beam Station on.
I'm not saying fucking whacking something else, that
is. Hang on, I think you've mentioned me having Beam Station on every fucking week.
I don't think I mentioned it last week, so ha.
I thought someone was knocking at my door. Just Ryan and his cock out.
Hang on a minute. Are you at the stables tonight?
Yes, I am.
Horse's dick on the fucking...
Oh, so you... Yeah, so he's wanking off an horse.
Okay, that's what it is.
Animal Farm. You haven't seen Animal Farm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's get on with these picks.
Something from a cheap shagger, that's all I can say.
Yeah, but that's a tot of the podcast there.
Rather fuck a sheep than a horse.
I'd rather fuck a sheep than a horse. Oh, fuck it, though.
Bears v Saints. Do you want me just to read out what we got, or are you going to mix it up and change your picks?
No, read out what we've got, because we've done the picks last week, so read out what we've got. It's all yours.
Right. Yeah. So we all had we all went for the Saints, obviously. Then we had the Finns and the Ravens.
That's tonight. So by the time you guys listen to this, that game will already be a result. But yeah, this is us making our predictions. About 2 hours, 3 hours will kick off.
Yeah, Finns, Ravens, and me and Ash have gone Finns, and Ben, you no, sorry, I do apologise.
I went Finns.
Gone Finns and I've gone Ravens.
Yeah.
All right. Ash, you've the next game, Vikings Browns. You've gone Vikings, safe bet.
Yeah.
I've gone Vikings, and so has Ben gone Vikings with his safe bet.
Yep, in London at Twickenham, so...
Pretty safe there, isn't it?
And no Miles Garrett or Joe Thomas. I'm not sure Miles Garrett. I know he's gone into concussion, hasn't he, protocol? But Joe Thomas is 10,000 continuous snaps or something he's played in the league. He's drawn triceps. So that's a bit annoying. I'm not seeing one of the greats come over and play. But
well, when you carry a sack of shit, you know, eventually your shoulder's going to go on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well said, Ash. Chargers, Pats. We've all gone Pats.
Well, if you wank off a horse.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
All right, let's get back into the pigs.
You're not watching that super vet, are you, on more four with fucking horses or anything, you?
What's that?
The program Super Vet, when he does when he helps all injured animals. He ain't got any horses on it this week, is there?
No, I never heard of it, mate.
I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna say because I realise it's recording.
Oh, please do.
I've got a reputation already.
Yeah, well, you might say it. Might as well say it now, Ben.
No.
Yeah, we're all intrigued. The listeners are wanting to know now.
Maybe next week.
I might do
a drunk periscope. You never know this weekend.
What, fucking an horse?
No.
Fucking hell. I can just imagine it now. UKC's podcast presenter gets arrested for fucking a horse.
Oh, God.
Right, anyway, let's get on. Come on.
Fuck me.
Got Bengals. All gone Bengals. Next game, Panthers, Bucks. Ashley has gone Panther, and me and Ben have gone Bucks.
Do you want to change that bet after what we've been talking about tonight?
Or no.
I've just read it out, so you ain't got the choice.
No, because although Crybaby, I'm a bitch, Newton.
He's in it to win it, ain't you, Ash? You're in it to win it, mate.
Oh, yeah, I like the Panthers team. It's just him I'm not a fucking fan of, so... I'll stick to Panthers, mate.
Right, Falcons, Jets. Me and Ash have gone Jets. Oh, and Ben has gone Jets, and he's gone upset.
Yes, I have. I'm taking Ashley's Jets for an upset.
Yeah. Join the club, mate.
Niners, Eagles. We've all gone Eagles. I've gone Eagles as a safe bet. Raiders, Bills. Ash, you've gone Raiders upset. I've gone Bills. Ben's gone Bills.
Yeah.
Texans.
We did have conversation if I was allowed the upset, and we are because the Bills are a better team than they at home.
Yeah, undefeated at home, Bills, yeah. So I will allow you to have that.
I'm sure we'll get a complaint or two.
They can go and fuck a horse.
Texans be the Hawks. We've all gone Hawks.
Good game. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah, it will be. Cowboys, Redskins. We've all gone... me and Ash have gone Cowboys. And Ben has gone the Skins because he loves Kirk Cousins.
Go on, Kurt.
What is it? What is his contract year, isn't it, Ben?
Yes, he is. He's playing on the franchise tag for a second year. He's playing for that big money move to San Francisco. And... This is. I believe Washington are they're at home, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I'll take that. It's a 50-50 game. I'm taking the home team.
Big good game, I would have thought. Steelers and Lions. I have gone the Lions upset. You two have gone Steelers.
You always pick the Lions, don't you?
I love the Lions. Matty Stafford, you ain't paying him the big bucks for no reason. Yeah. Broncos, Chiefs. We've all gone Chiefs.
Yeah, Broncos in a rut. So are the Chiefs, to be fair, but I think Chiefs are a better football team.
Yeah, and that is the Week 8 pick-ems.
Week 8 already? Fucking hell.
As my phone is fucked, I will just take a picture and tweet it out.
Make sure it's not one with the horse.
Right, go on, over to you, Ashley. You can do some of the questions.
Did he pick Colts? Because obviously the Colts has got a horseshoe on his helmet.
What's oh fuck you! What's Ryan's favourite TV show? Neighbours. Neighbours. Get it?
Neighbours.
Ah, put him to Shamir all week.
Oh, fucking roll on. No, you could have said what's Ryan's favourite show? My Little Pony.
Yeah.
No, that's not. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
a rubbish. No, that's fucking better than Neighbours.
No.
Yeah, it is. I can see you as a Rainbow Dash. You know.
See, so where anyway. Ryan works, it is only Fools and Horses.
Yay! Hey,
there we go. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Right then, questions. Okay, let's get on with the questions. Yep, the first one is from Mandula. So which team playing in the UK will fail to score next? And that will be the Browns.
Browns.
Yeah. Browns. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Terrible team.
Next one is from Keith Wardle. Can the Saints cope with the loss of Warford? Do you see Calamente stepping up or a different solution?
Super Calamente. He can plug in anywhere.
Yep.
I like him. I like him a lot as a backup. And he's played quite a lot of snaps this season already because of Armstead's injury. So I'm happy with him plugging in.
And they say, I watched an interview with Breeze and he said he's quite happy. They're all happy for him because he's one of those filling guys that everybody wants on the team.
Going on to Warford, I did just retweet it. The Saints brought out the inactive list. For Thursday, Warford did not practice. Michael Thomas and Terrell Armstead was limited, and Willie Snead was back in full practice.
And unfortunately, Mark Sanchez didn't practice for the Bears.
No. And with the Bears, the biggest loss, I think, is... how the fuck do you spell his name? Is it Donatelli Inman?
Inman, yeah. Wide receiver.
Yeah, he did not practice.
Anymore. Yeah, that's non-injury related, though.
Yeah.
So, he'll be there.
Let's hope he falls down the stairs and break your leg.
All right.
Right. Next question is from, this was literally sent in as we finished last night. George Herrera, what, if anything, do you give up for Graham? Would he ruin the vibe?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. Jimmy Graham, a lot of rumours going around that. It was him and the other name I've seen is Larry Fitzgerald. Going round.
Do we really need Larry Fitzgerald?
No. If we're going to get anyone, it would be a tight end.
It's the rumours because the trade is coming up to the finishes, isn't it? This week, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I think the trade deadline's coming up.
And this is why there's all these rumours. Jimmy Graham's rumours are bullshit.
They're fake news, are they, mate?
Fake news. It's not happening. He ain't coming back.
He's just so protective of Kobe Fleener. If Graham does come, you're going to take Kobe Fleener into one of your stables.
You're all deluded. He's not coming back.
I'm not saying he's coming, but if he does come, would you just take Fleener into the stables, would you?
Fucking wanking over him all fucking yesterday. Let's
get this right. We weren't wanking over him yesterday. I am 50-50 with if the trade is there. Well, I don't think it is, and it works in our favour.
You're happy to trade. I don't think
it's got much value.
The trade and then a pick.
I don't know. I don't know what we would trade. I don't think we would trade a player.
Kobe Fleener.
Don't Ryan will become a Seattle fan.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
Are you still fucking on the horse jokes?
Yeah.
Well, Fleener has been a bit of a donkey this year, hasn't he? Since he's arrived, he has been a bit of a donkey. He hasn't really done much.
Yeah, he's been horsing around too much, haven't he?
If he was a racehorse, he'd be taken out the back of the stables and shot.
Or fucked by Ryan.
It's like the death row thing. You get one last treat before you die, and it's fucking Ryan lubing himself up. Right. Okay.
I've been dry, really, Ben.
Oh, come on. It's a family podcast.
fucking right. Okay.
Jimmy Graham is not coming to the Saints.
End of story. Yeah.
And all these people that are also hooked on fucking Butler. Fuck Butler. We don't need Butler.
We've got Ken Crawley.
We just don't need Butler.
The thing is I will say this now. I will agree with Mr. Horseman and say that we do not need Butler, all right? Because our defense is quite good at the moment, and I don't really want to bring in extra fucking players on defense and upsetting the fucking rhythm.
No, I'm fine with it at the moment. What? If good, you know, what was it? Good motto. Don't fix, but it's not broke. NFL Game Pass should take that into.
Oh, fucking hell. They still fucked up last week as well, didn't they?
Did they? I don't know.
Yeah. Right, anyway, let's carry on with the questions. Philip Hogarth, well, we just answered it, was rumour has it Saints are looking at offensive options, i.e. Graham and Fitzgerald. Would you take either or both for the right price? We basically answered that one, haven't we?
Ryan, don't. I know you're going to go spastic saying, he's not coming. Would you take him if it was there, though? That's all I'm going to ask you. If it was there and the price was right, would you do it?
Yes. I'd be stupid to say no. I would love to see Graham back.
Have you got a Jimmy Graham jersey? Have you? Or?
No, I haven't got a Jimmy Graham jersey. Whatever. I'd love to see him come back. Yes, he done so well. That's here. But we had this debate at Twickenham. And what did you say? It won't happen because what? He said about Payton, darly, 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 darly.
Yeah, he threw it towards the pram. But if they can be man enough and, you know, have a firm handshake.
You just said it won't happen because Payton won't have it.
All right, this is a very touchy subject for Ryan, so let's just move on.
No, but I'm just saying.
Kobe Fleet in his position is in doubt.
To what you said to me on Sunday.
Mate, I was fucking absolutely smashed on Sunday. Don't take anything I said on Wait. Sunday in truth.
Oh, here we go. We're backtracking now.
I can't. Oh,
right, right. Listen, Ryan's coming off the boil, all right? Just crack on, right? He's not coming in a horse, but Ryan coming is coming off the handle, all right? So, you know, let's move on. Matias Vasquez, one of the mug buyers. Thank you very much. Didn't see the Saints game. Didn't see the Saints game because I was at Twickers. However, people seem to be dissatisfied with the UK games since they've been blown out. Obviously, you can't control the results games. Do you think the UK fans are just salty, or is there something inherently wrong about the UK games? And I think they're salty as a motherfucker.
They're very salty. We've had plenty of good games here in the past. You're getting four games. You're getting four games a year. That's ridiculous as it is. I can't believe we've got four games over here. From the days when we were getting one game over here, now we're getting four. It's unheard of, isn't it? It's mental. You can't think of any other major sporting, you know, league in the world apart from the NBA. I know they did their world tour as well, but this feels a little bit different to that. And I'm happy. I don't care. I especially sitting there as a neutral as well. I like just watching good football get played. So it was fun watching Todd Gurley destroy the Cardinals. It was fun watching, you know, the Cardinals sack him. It was fun sitting there laughing at Adrian Peterson running into a wall saying, thank God we got rid of him.
But the thing is a lot of the criticism, right, were coming from the likes of Miami Dolphins fans and obviously Cardinals fans because those teams got blown out. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot...
Oh, God, right, yeah.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? It's a case of, I don't think after LA Rams fans would have been bitching and whinging, nor would the Saints fans be. It'd be, oh, okay, no problem.
And the big,
wasn't our day.
The big Jags following in this country got absolutely mental with the result they got against the Ravens, because no one saw the Jags putting 44 points on the Ravens at that stage in the season. That was unheard of. So, yeah, it all depends what sort of team, what team you're following. If your team isn't over here and you want to see, you know, a one-score game, we've had some very good games here. One of my favourite ones was, of course, when Atlanta were 21-0 up at half time and Detroit won it 22-21 the last second field goal. That was one of my favourite highlights of when they came over. And look at the Saints Chargers game also when they came over. That was a very close game. But this is it. Atlanta started blowing leads in London. They took it worldwide.
Yeah.
That's my third favourite London game. Talking about London games, I was watching the Falcons. They got off so quickly, I was like, fuck's sake, this is bloody annoying this is. And then just watch it all unfold. And I had loads of people sitting around me who travelled over from Atlanta. And oh, it was just brilliant.
it was like liquid crack, wasn't it? It was like Ryan as a young boy seeing his first horse. anyway, next question. Chris Maguire, how surprised... Oh, hang on, my phone's just charging up. How surprised have you been with Ginn? I hated the fact that we signed him in the off-season. Happy to eat my words now.
Yeah, Peyton knows what he's doing. He's been, you know... He is going to have a drop in him. He will do it again this season, but the production we're getting out of him, I'm very happy with it. And he's also a good threat on special teams. So, yeah, I'm really happy with Ginn at the moment. Really happy.
Yeah, well, it's like with Ginn in the Steelers game, he had 7 receptions, 141 yards, and as long as he fought 7.
Superb.
Do you know what I mean? Just an honourable mention as well from Adam Hearns. I did show this to Ryan. I don't think he was happy about it, but I did tweet yesterday about what's the story with these Jimmy Gray rumours. No credible sources yet, but the Facebook Saints pages are going nuts. Adam Haynes then turns around and said, I'd love it to be true, partly because Fleener is awful. So, so, so bad.
Any comment there, Ryan?
Ryan?
Okay.
Okay, we're
gonna. I never said Fleener was gonna. I said he'd have a better year this year, and has he got the receptions that he should be getting? Probably not.
Well, no, we're not asking about that. We're just asking about Mr. Adam Hearn's comments about him slagging your boy off.
Yeah, and I said that I didn't say he was going to be great. And I said if he'd have got some of the receptions that Jimmy Graham got when he was here,
you thought he was going to be all pro, didn't you?
No.
Right. Let's leave the questions there before we wrap up. Before we wrap up, let's have a quick talk about the Bears game. Bears coming off a bit of a roll, 1-2 on the bounce. They didn't do much on offense to beat the Carolina Panthers. I don't think you need to do much to beat the Panthers these days, to be fair. In the dome, I'm confident.
I'm confident.
I think we should be confident in the dome. There's no reason why we shouldn't be.
Because as I was looking through the schedule by week, was it? I reckon we can easily go 9-2 if we carry on the way we're playing.
Yeah, could do. Mitch Trubisky only threw for 100. He had 4 completions for 107 yards, and that's only 7 attempts. You know, Howard only ran 21 attempts, so. They had less than 30 snaps.
Yeah, but most of their points came off Cam Newton's interceptions, didn't they?
Yeah, they want to win it on defense. So I think again, it's going to be a big game for Ingram and our offense. If our offense can go and get 24 points, what I think we can at home, I've got no problems with us winning this one.
Yeah.
So that is for it for me. Guys, if you are at Twickenham, please, yeah, I've met a few up there again on this week. It's nice, lovely seeing people coming up to us saying, oh, UK Saints podcast, I love it. It's really do appreciate you coming up and saying hello to us, because it does kind of show us that the time and work we do go, and we are getting listeners. So it is great for you guys coming up to say hello. I might bring out the UK Saints flag, mate. I might take the flag up with me this weekend.
Oh, I did say that too, because... You know, I'm glad that it did arrive safely. You know, I did package it nicely.
Yeah, it was very nice packaging.
You know, it's like I said to you, I made sure it was nice and washed and smelled the Febreze before I sent it, because it was just fucking swimming in beer and everything after that weekend. But Yeah, take it down. You know, if you see, you know, if people know, you know, the Union Jack with a fleur-de-lis on it,
that's going to be
go forth and, you know, get it and you know, get some photos. And I'd be looking forward to some photos.
Yeah, guys, yeah, come and see me. I'm going with a mate who's a Vikings fan, so it's his very first. It's his actual first ever NFL game. He's only been following the league for a year or two. Picked the Vikings as his team about 2 years ago, and yeah, so he's looking forward to it. So I'm looking forward to going up with him. Ryan,
well, bud,
I'll see you there, my friend.
I will see you there.
Right, gentlemen. Ryan, stop horsing around and get back to work.
Yeah. Kind of trying to say a quick joke.
Oh dear.
No, fuck off.
Yeah. Horse walks into a bar, barman says, "Where the long drinks?"
It's because Ryan's fucked me.
One book.
Good night, guys. Thanks a lot. Really turns us on. When it all comes down to the real thing.